it's been remarkable. And frankly, we're literally years ahead of where we were in implementing in Syracuse.
Gene Chasen is chief operating officer with the Say Yes to Education Foundation. Chasen appeared at a recent quarterly update meeting on the program for Buffalo educators, school leaders, parents, and local officials. Chasen describes the rollout and progress of Buffalo Say Yes as phenomenal. He attributes the success to its key partnerships and collaborations.
Remarkably higher levels of students have applied for college. Almost 100% of the eligible students graduated from Buffalo Public Schools in the spring have applied to at least one college. That's remarkable, and that's a sea change for the community.
That's a 40% increase in the number of city school students applying for college. But Chasen insists it's not only due to Say Yes.
We've got a large number of students that are going to Erie Community College, and in fact, we have retention programming that rolled out just in the past month. We've got a large number of students going to MDI, to NCCC, to Buff State. So we've got a large cohort of students that are matriculating this year.
But firm numbers on just how many are heading to college from city schools through Say Yes won't be confirmed until October, once attendance numbers at those schools are confirmed. Half of the city schools already have site facilitators in place, and Say Yes is now working to roll out after-school programs in half of the district schools by this fall. Students in Buffalo Public Schools are being encouraged to attend college as early as kindergarten.
One of the things that we learned from that they got right in Syracuse, when you go into McKinley Brighton Elementary School, for example, every classroom is labeled as a college. The kids are identifying colleges they want to go to in kindergarten. So it becomes an expectation for the children and the families.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.